Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know the future, man, you know?
Greetings, this is Panabana, and you're listening to Reggae Up Yourself podcast, man. What we say? Life goes on, and life goes on, life goes on, and every day another baby's born. Stay tuned.
Play us some good, good, good reggae music. Some sweet, sweet, sweet reggae music.
Hello and welcome back to the Reggae for Self podcast with me, your host, the future man, and people. We got one of Jamaica greatest with me right now, the original foundation legendary Panabana. Greetings.
Yes, greetings. Yeah, man. This is Joseph Banner, aka Panabana. Yeah, man. We're there live and direct at Boomtown Fair, yeah, in the UK. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Blessed love, my brother. Well, basically, you know, the podcast is about showing the people in the real side of the guy behind the music, you know what
I mean?
Yeah. So right now, I want you to tell our listeners, where are you from in Jamaica?
Yes, well, Joseph Banner is from a place called Rockall, St. Andrew, you know, Jamaica.
True.
Right? Up in the hills there.
So in the hills, man?
Yeah, man.
All right, so at what age did you start singing?
Well, as they always say, we started out singing, but professionally, I started out singing on a sound system named Bidia.
Yeah.
That's from my community. It was like, when I was about maybe 16, 17, so.
Okay.
We started singing, going out and trying to test the mic, and you know, at first we said follow the sound and, you know, go listen players I sing and, you know, bust some blank for him and lick some zinc and all those
things,
you
know? Yeah.
And then, you know, you don't know, because it's always in my intention from my youth to become a singer, you know.
Yeah.
So I always used to do my thing behind the scene. You know what I mean?
True. And from the beginning, you are one of the golden voice of Jamaica as well. Does you think that make a big difference in your career as an artist?
Well, you know, is everything combined together, you know?
True.
You know, because, I mean, you know, we give thanks for the talent that God give me, you know, but it's just practicing, you know?
Yeah.
Me practicing more and more and more, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, it's not like when I was a youth coming up, anybody used to tell me that I am such a great singer, you know, it's just me believing in myself and go out there. And I can't remember sometime when I used to walk on the road singing, you know, because I was very quiet and somebody might hear me by accident and I said, oh, you have a nice voice, you know.
Yeah.
So that helped me to believe in myself more, you see what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah, man.
So this sound system you started off singing, and were there many other artists that come through the ranks in Jamaica in that sound system?
Well, on that sound system, you know, players, my bigger brother from Chakadima, some players used to sing on that sound system. Richie Spice, my younger brother, used to sing on that sound system.
Yeah.
And there's another artist named Richie Brown used to sing on it.
Yeah.
And Sana Minot, right?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of, there were some other artists who used to sing on the sound, but they never really get the break, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, when you started out this and enjoying it, did you have, was it a dream to actually be able to take your music to the globe, or was it because it's something that you enjoy doing?
Well, it's always a dream for me, you know?
Yeah.
Because when I was a youth coming up, I always say, you know, my aspiration is to be a movie star
Yeah.
and a singer.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, in Jamaica now, in Jamaica, the movie business not really that established.
True.
You know, so if you're in the Jamaica, it's like a lot of Jamaican actors struggling because not that they don't talented, but
yeah,
it's been established there because they tax the people them too much to go shoot a movie in Jamaica.
Yeah.
You know, so we just started out doing the music, and you know, at first I used to DJ on the sound by the name of Cowboy. It was a spanner band at first, and it was Cowboy, means the DJ.
Yeah.
And one day the selector told me that, yo, nobody, I just sing one night, and because I sang one night, and I said, you know what, yeah, I sing, you're supposed to sing.
Yeah.
And they said that if I come back, I'm DJ, they're not going to give me the mic. So I have to sing.
You have to sing.
Yeah, yeah. So that's where I started singing from, you know?
Yeah. So basically, what inspired you to keep doing it all these years and staying current constantly, always doing it big, you know what I mean? And people, I know people love you all around the world, but you still have to maintain that. What inspired you to maintain that?
Well, it's just purpose, Dylan. It's just a purpose. It's just a know, so you have a purpose, and you know, to share your inspiration to the world, you know, by the words that you have, you can put it in music, and it can to inspire a lot of other people, you know, to do good and to reach to their full potential also, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Well, next point I want to touch on, I understand that you are now a Christian, so tell me what it's like from being somebody so major and the dancehall and the reggae scene in general, in Jamaica and around the world, is now on the side, well, you know, always giving thanks to God and for the Creator, but now you're a Christian. Tell me a little bit about that and why you chose to go in that direction.
Well, you see, I mean, life have a way of leading you, you know, to the way it's supposed to be. You know, if God, let me tell you something now. It's like being a Christian is not easy, because sometimes you're not accepted by the Christians because they know you as a person who was in the secular world.
Yeah.
And in the secular world, not accept you either because them say you switch. So it's like you're up on the border.
Or they feel like you're not being real to your real self,
like
what they expect.
Being real. So it's like you know in yourself, you have to, it's not easy. You have to, it's a challenge where you have to believe in yourself and know what you're doing, or else, you know, you get thrown off.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, I mean, you know, because like even getting stage show, getting shows to performance, or sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, the gospel world, sometimes they don't want to give you no shows because they say you're just a secular artist or whatever they want to call it. So it's not easy, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's you, your maturity as a person. You know, you have to know who you is and what you're going to be and what you are. Because you see, if you check history, you know, when most people started out doing things, sometimes people always mark them. If you can't check when Noah did that build the ark, you know, people was there laughing at him. You understand?
Yeah.
So it's like, if you don't believe in yourself and you expect for people to tell yourself, boy, do that and do that, you're not really true to yourself. You understand?
Yeah, I totally understand that. Now, as a whole, we Jamaican people are very spiritual people, and I'm pretty sure that there's a lot of other artists, dancehall, reggae artists in Jamaica that would like to turn to the church but is worried about people judging them, just like people that judge you. What advice would you give to those other artists, you know, mainstream artists that would like to actually give it up and accept God?
Well, I would say you have to just pray, you know. Pray, because God talk to anybody, you know. It's not like some people might say, oh, God not gonna talk to you because you out there in the world and all those things. You have to just pray, because God answers people them. You see what I'm saying?
True.
So you just pray and ask God for direction and listen for the answer.
Yes.
And the Almighty God will guide you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, one more question I got for you. What is it like being married to Jamaica's sweetheart, Suzy Q?
Well, it's bittersweet, I'm telling you.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, we get a lot of fight, criticism same way.
Yeah.
So it's never smooth sailing, you know. In your life, you know, so me just get used to it and know, so you know, at a circle, you know.
Yes.
You know, but you know, at the end of the day, it's just living your life and knowing, say, you know, you're pleasing God or you're pleasing yourself or you try to be, you know, you're happy. Yeah. So whatever people want to say. So it's all good, man.
All right, brother. Well, it is all good because, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Life goes on, as you said, eh?
Yes, man, life goes on. And my God is a miracle God. Jehovah is a miracle God. In the twinkling of an eye, he can turn your situation around. Yeah, man, so that we are so right, you know. Bless up.
Blessed love, people, you heard it. One of Jamaican greats take the time out to tell us, you know, in depth about who he is behind the great music. Banabana, thank you very much, my brother.
Yeah, man, respect, man. Enough love going on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.